So the situation is extremely concerning. You've got around half the region's population, that's 1.5 million people, are experiencing what we call crisis or emergency levels of hunger. These numbers are actually three times what was predicted in the middle of this year because the situation just worsened rapidly across 10 districts. The reasons behind this is a combination of the drought, but also COVID-19, the pandemic, and growing insecurity. And all these are compounding an already severe food insecurity situation in southern Madagascar. Most of the people suffering from hunger are women and children, and they need immediate food and nutrition assistance. We are planning to assist 891,000 people through to June 2021, and hopefully we can scale up. But in order to do so, we need urgent funds. But just to give you a context, even before COVID-19, Madagascar was a low-income country. You've got 80% of its million people living on less than $1.9 per day. And it has the world's 10th highest stunting rate. Half of the children under five suffer from chronic malnutrition. So the situation was already bad. And it's been compounded by COVID-19, drought, and other factors.
How long do you think this has been going on?
As I mentioned, the situation was always a severe food insecurity situation there. But since 2016, an estimated 1.6 million people in the southern part of the island have been classified as food insecure. You know, years of droughts and climate shocks have had a massive impact on people, especially living in the southern areas of Madagascar. You've got 5 million people living in areas that are prone to natural disasters and climate shocks, and that all intensifies the vulnerability to food insecurity and malnutrition.
How is the WFP assisting the people of southern Madagascar?
So we are trying to intervene in multiple ways. The short term, we are providing life-saving emergency food assistance. Starting from the end of September, we have reached more than 100,000 people through food distributions, with a particular focus on children and the elderly. We're providing hot meals to those people. We're also providing assistance to more than 500,000 people in drought-stricken southern districts through December to assist with the lean season. Of course, you know, as I mentioned before, like if we need to scale up, we will continue and monitor the situation to see how many more people we need to reach and support. On the longer term, we are working with the government to improve smallholder farmers' livelihoods and resilience to climate shocks so that they're able to cope and have the skills and ability to access and use the climate information and the financial services and markets at hand to help build their resilience against climate shocks. What we really need right now is funds, obviously, to carry out this operation and avert the implications of this crisis. And so far, our funding shortfall for the next 6 months is $37.5 million. It's very important and essential that we have those funds so that we could at least mitigate the impact of this crisis on its people. The situation is really grave. We are seeing mothers unable to breastfeed their children, families resorting to severe coping mechanisms, such as taking their children out of school so the children can work and, you know, help secure some food for the family, people resorting to eating insects and cactuses to survive. So it's a very worrisome situation, and we really need to support the people as urgently as we can.
Thank you so much, Shaza, for making the time to speak with us. We do appreciate very much.
Thank you so much.